WCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Cloudy, windy, and 63. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News today, Monday, February 19th. News sponsored by Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, and the First National Bank and Trust. Got a chance for some showers and storms this afternoon, about 30-40% or so, increasing to 70% overnight. And we'll have a high about 76 this afternoon. Grady County officials hoping to implement another storm shelter rebate program. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
This was his old chair, the one he sat in to watch his favorite games. You think he's just in the backyard, raking up the last of the leaves, but the yard's empty, and you know it. It takes time to grieve the loss of family and friends. For 70 years and now three generations, Sevier Funeral Home has been guiding families through their losses, helping them gradually turn their sorrow into lasting memories of a loved one now gone. Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.
The wheels in motion to try to qualify Grady County for a federal grant to help property owners install storm shelters. Dale Thompson is the county's emergency management director. He says they'll need at least 150 property owners to show interest in taking part in the rebate program. Thompson said it's a lengthy process and says if there is enough interest, it will be several months before any applications would be approved.
Late summer at the earliest, maybe this fall before somebody would get an award letter saying, you know, Here's your award letter. You can begin building.
There are meetings in Tuttle and Rush Springs on Friday, March 16th, and in Chickasha on Saturday, March 17th, where the applications will be accepted. Thompson said filling out an application doesn't guarantee a rebate, though. He says there's more information about the grant process and the upcoming meetings on the Grady County Emergency Management Agency's Facebook page. An earthquake hit parts of Grady County yesterday. The tremor hit an area just northwest of Minco, about 150 Sunday afternoon. The quake registered about 2.9 on the Richter scale. It was about 2.7 miles underneath the surface of the earth. The Chickasha City Council to discuss repealing a ruling that's preventing the temporary placement of a mobile home at a local residence. Jimmy and Ruth Johnson wanting to place a mobile home at their property at 16th and Country Club Road after a recent fire caused a lot of damage to their permanent home. Now, there is a city ordinance which does allow a mobile home on property of at least 3 acres. However, the Johnson property is just under that 3 acre minimum. The council also discussed releasing code enforcement liens against property that's currently owned by the city, and the council to go behind closed doors to discuss what's called a forbearance agreement with a firm called Apache Coves LLC. The city council also to recognize animal control officer Lacey Graham as the city's employee of the month. The council meets at 6:30 tonight at City Hall. More cool news coming right up.
One bank, one local bank, one crazy mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the communities served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
Coming up on Tuesday, March 6th, there is a special election to fill a seat in the State House of Representatives. That's House District 51, which was the seat previously held by Chickasha Scott Biggs, who stepped down last November. Two candidates on the ballot will be Democrat Chuck Murdoch and Republican Brad Bowles. Both are from Marlow. The district includes much of eastern Grady County, as well as north central and northeastern Stevens County. There's also one precinct in Newcastle that's affected. Now, Grady County election board officials say one precinct is closing, and it's going to be different for this election as well as future elections. This is in southeast Grady County at Cox City Baptist Church. That precinct is closing, and voters now will be able to cast ballots at Vimy Ridge Baptist Church in Rush Springs. Wheat producers at a critical point in time with their crops. It's getting close to fertilizing winter wheat for the spring growing season. And with so little rain since the crop was planted, producers need to weigh their options. Cheyenne Burns with Grady County OSU Extension cites information from Brian Arnall out of Stillwater, who has these recommendations.
Farmers utilizing conventional tilling use a liquid application and for no-till to go with the dry application.
And for producers who apply their own top dress, you should wait before doing so. However, those who hire custom applicators, those applicators will be getting swamped with phone calls if it does rain anytime soon. We have the final results from the Southwest District Livestock Show from this past weekend. It was the Swine Show and the Barrow Division. Gavin Straka of El Reno had the Grand Barrow. Jolie Davis of Walters the Reserve, and Massey Beard of El Reno the Bronze. Also, officials awarded a couple of $500 scholarships to a couple of youth who have experienced hardships. Camden Urban of Mountain View, Goaty Bow, has overcome the death of both of his parents, and Jacob Bedell of El Reno has a brother with a brain tumor and a father who had to medically retire. These scholarships named in honor of Vernon Crose, the longtime superintendent of the Southwest District Livestock Show. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange at $61.68 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $64.68. Natural gas is $2.56 per million BTUs. Gold at $1,350. Silver, $16.85. Markets closed especially on the NYMEX today because of President's Day. Our weather forecast, cloudy, windy, and warm today with a high in the mid-70s. We'll have about a 40% chance for some afternoon showers and storms and rain likely this evening. There are a couple of spots in Oklahoma with some heavy storms right now. Much of it is over towards the Ada area and also up around the Guthrie area, and that's all moving off to the northeast. So no precip in our area this morning. We do have cloudy and breezy conditions, and it's 63 right now downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call Our Time and Temp Line at 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Galleria Furniture Chickasha announced their winter sale. Closeouts on over 25 different mattresses from Englander and Serta. Over 50 recliners on display in every style, color, and fabric. Galleria receives new shipments every week. So see why Chickasha's Furniture and Mattress Superstore is Galleria. Open 7 days a week with no credit check, 90-day financing, or 12 months no interest. Deliveries available. They'll save you a trip to Oklahoma City. Galleria Furniture, Chickasha, 3420 South 4th Street.
In sports, Chickasha High School wrestling team has won state qualifier from the 4A Regional at Cache this past weekend. Hobie Stevens qualified for the state tournament in his weight class, and that state tournament will be at the State Fairgrounds Arena this Thursday and Friday. Coach Chad Randall's youth wrestling team had a great season, finishing up as runner-up at their state tournament a couple of weeks ago. 9 youth in the finals with 5 champions and a total of 15 wrestlers placed. Champions were Crew Foster, Jackson Randall, the coach's son, winning his 4th straight state youth title, Kanan Brummett, Ash Foster, and Dylan Bratt, all champions. Runners-up were Xander Bowen, Noah Knight, Ritson Meyer, and Colby Resendez. Hobie Stevens placed 4th, Braden Dougherty was 5th, and Eddie Wadua placed 6th. Both Blanchard and Tuttle winning their respective 4A regional wrestling tournaments. Tuttle won the West Regional at Cache, and Blanchard won the East Regional at Catoosa. Tuttle had 12 wrestlers in the finals, coming away with 7 regional champions. Blanchard had 5 in the finals with 2 regional champions. And, of course, both will be going on to the 4A State Wrestling Tournament coming up this Friday and Saturday. Chickasha High School basketball teams fall in their district tournament games at Elk City over the weekend. The Fightin' Chicks dropping a 74-48 decision, while Lady Chicks lost 60-29. Both were against Elk City. Despite the losses, both CHS teams going on to the 4A Regionals that'll be in Anadarko this week. The Chicks and Lady Chicks both play Clinton in Thursday afternoon games. Anadarko boys and girls both play Elk City in the regional semifinals Thursday night. USAO's women's basketball team continuing to impress. They take down a top 5 team for really the 3rd time this season, and they swept Wayland Baptist, which has been ranked in the top 5 just about all year. Saturday, USAO beat to the Flying Queen 66-56. It was their 24th win of the year, and that's a new record for the team, breaking the mark of 23 wins in a season they set back in 2004. The win also clinches home court advantage in the first round of the upcoming Sooner Athletic Conference tournament that'll start next week. The Lady Drovers remain in a first-place tie with Oklahoma City University in the conference. USAO has just 1 game left in the regular season. That'll be next Thursday when they travel to Southwestern Christian at Bethany. The USAO men lost in overtime to Wayland Baptist Saturday, 92-81, their 5th loss in their last 7 games. The Drovers will have to win at Southwestern Christian Thursday if they hope to host the first-round game in the conference tournament. Division I college basketball tonight is the number 23-ranked Oklahoma Sooners travel to number 13, Kansas. That's an 8 o'clock tip, and it's on ESPN. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust and Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle. Anytime you miss the news, go to our website.